Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. I recently got a hold of some DVDs from John Paul Jackson on the coming perfect storm, and I am so excited over the revelation that he has, because we're about ready to experience so much glory wherever we go that we'll be walking like the prophet Samuel, where it says that not one of his words fell to the ground. And speaking about not a word falling to the ground without it coming to pass, I have John Paul Jackson on the telephone. And the last time you were on my show, you prophesied about Netanyahu. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. You kind of drug it out of me.
That's right. You didn't want to say it, as I recall, but we pulled it out of you, and repeat your prophecy.
Well, Netanyahu would become the next prime minister, but it would be during a very, very difficult time in the nation of Israel, and that he would be brought into power for that particular time frame, and God had designed him in order to make the difficult choices that he was going to have to make.
And boy, is he involved in it right now. Just out of curiosity, has God shown you anything new about Israel?
Well, yes, and I'm very, very concerned about the push on Netanyahu and the pressure that is being put upon him right now, not only within the governmental structure of the Knesset and the structure of Israel itself, but even more so what is happening here in the United States under the current administration, that is really, really trying to force Israel to give back and land to the Palestinians, and then at the same time establish a coexistent state in the land of Israel.
John Paul, just so that our listeners will understand a bit about you, when you were 13 years of age, you had encephalitis and you literally died for 45 minutes. You were brain dead. But your mother, who had received a vision when you were born, started crying out to God, and you literally were above your body. I've heard a lot of people say this, and you could see what your mother was doing and what she was praying. Tell me about that.
Right. I was leaving my body, and I was slowly leaving, and I was like looking through a window at myself going towards a brilliant light that was behind me. But I was pretty captivated in what I was seeing. And I saw my doctor, my mother, my father. They were there, the doctor said that I'd died. My mother began to wail and to cry out to God, saying that I have not fulfilled what God had told her. An angel came to her and visited her before I was conceived and told her that she was going to bear a son after she had miscarried a child, and that she was to call me John Paul, and that I would have what the angel termed an 11th hour ministry. And my mother understood that to mean a kind of an end times ministry in the last days, right before the returning of the Lord.
Then at age 30, you had a visitation from the Lord in which God showed you some of your future. Tell me one thing you saw at that time.
I saw the difficult economic times that we're having right now. I saw the issue of gold, the issue of the collapse of the dollar. I saw that at that particular time when I was 30 years of age.
What was the issue of gold that you saw?
The issue of gold was that gold would end up being over $2,000 an ounce.
My goodness, I better run out and buy some. Forget this interview. No, I'm just teasing. I remember you talking about the vision you saw of the Challenger blowing up.
Right. I drew that out and called NASA, and they tried to warn them about that issue, and they informed me that they had thousands of check and fail systems and that there was no problem. Thank you very much for calling, and they basically blew me off.
But the reason I'm interviewing you this week is you have a DVD called The Coming Perfect Storm. Now, you've been getting the prophetic words for this for a number of years, and you've just started speaking this out publicly. Why are you speaking it out now?
Well, I didn't want to. I had spoken bits and pieces of it out as I got it over the years, and then the Lord started giving me more. And he began to tell me that it was time for me to tell this, and the response that I got from many in the church when I would periodically start to tell some of these things was that they wanted to hear peace and safety. They didn't want to hear that things were going to become difficult, and so I tried to avoid it. But the Lord began to deal with my heart and began to deal with me personally and saying, this is what you were born to do. I want you to do this. So I began to do this about 2 years ago. I began to talk about what was coming and in various places. And then as last year, 2008, came, I began to escalate the amount that I would talk about it as the Lord began to move upon me. And I began to get even more. The more I would tell, the more I would receive. I would have more visions. I would have more dreams. And so it's continued to grow. So it's not like I gave it and that's the end of it. Even since I made the DVD, which we'll be talking about some of the things today, there have been more things that the Lord has given to me.
Now, why is this storm coming? What are the reasons, in your opinion, that this is going to occur?
Well, the Lord actually spoke to me and told me this in a dream, and he showed me his hand lifting from this nation. And in this encounter, I saw the hand of the Lord lifting from the nation, and the higher the hand of the Lord came off of the nation, the more darkness began to infiltrate underneath his hand.
You know, I have never seen a time in my lifetime where there's been so much ungodliness in our country, blatant. It seems as though almost daily it's getting worse.
It is, and it's going to continue. And one of the things the Lord showed me was that the corruption that we have seen so far would be nothing. And that certainly has proved true over the last 2 years, but it's also going to prove even more true in the coming 2 years.
Now, President Obama made a statement that a lot of Christians found controversial. He said, "We are no longer a Christian nation." I didn't find it controversial. I found it sadly true.
It is sadly true. That doesn't mean we weren't formed to be a Christian nation, that we weren't originally purposed to be a Christian nation, but he was speaking from, I believe he was speaking from the issue of what are we practicing right now? And I don't believe that we are practicing the level of Christianity that the Bible spells out for us to be practicing. I believe at best the nation is practicing a lukewarm form of Christianity.
I guess lukewarm is the right word to be using. I mean, it is so different than the Christianity of the Bible. It almost seems to be, it's sort of like rabbinic Judaism today. It's so different than the Judaism of the Bible. Religious Christianity today is so different than the religion of the Bible.
It is, and I believe that's part of what the judgment is coming for. And a lot of people have really hesitated on that word judgment because there's so many different definitions of it. But my definition is basically this. Judgment is when God's hand lifts. To the degree God's hands lift, the judgment gets more severe. God is the only thing that's keeping this country protected, or any country on the face of the earth, keeping them protected from what the evil one wants to do to them.
Well, I'm overwhelmed of the specific things in so many different arenas that you see coming. But you also say God has given you a 10-year window into the future. And these things, many of them that you're talking about, are starting to happen now. But it could take 10 years for them fully to develop. And you call it the perfect storm. Why?
The Lord told me there's five major storm fronts coming to in the earth, and in particular in the United States. And those five storm fronts were the storms of religion, the storms of economics, the storms of politics, the storms of war, and the storms of geophysical events. And as each of those storms, each of those fronts would have different elements of the storm. Like you'll see a thunderstorm coming, you'll see rain as an element, you'll see hail as an element, you'll see various lightning as an element, thunder as an element, and so on. Each storm would have different elements to it, and that each element would not strike the entire United States, but there would be elements that would strike various areas. For example, there may be economic woes in some areas and geophysical issues, tornadoes, pestilence, blight in other areas. There might be political blight in other areas, but it's the near proximity of the storms happening to each other that end up being like a domino effect. One storm hits another, that hits another, and it compounds the what happens because of the storm. The results of the storm gets compounded.
Well, and I have to tell you, Mishpucha, you would think that this would breed fear when you hear all the specific things in each of these five areas that John Paul Jackson saw that is going to happen. But when you talk about what's going to happen to true Christians in this generation, I'll just pull one, the glory of God in someone's house. Describe that.
One of the things that I saw in one particular area that was plagued by food shortages was that people would pray. They would join hands around the table. There's nothing on the table. There's nothing on the stove. There was nothing being cooked. There's nothing being prepared. There was nothing to have. They joined hands and they prayed, and they gave thanks to the Lord for what they were about to receive. And when they were finished praying, there was food on the table. And it like the manna that was provided in the wilderness, there was food that was provided on the table. And I believe that it's going to take a stronger level of faith, a stronger commitment to God, a stronger resolve on our part. But I believe that in these things that are coming, those that resolve will happen, that commitment will happen, that insight, that understanding, a relationship with the Lord will happen again.
In effect, Christians will not want to be, they're going to cross over from lukewarm to red hot, which is where we belong anyway.
Yes.
Oh, our time has slipped away. You need this DVD. It's available for a donation of $18. It's called The Coming Perfect Storm. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.